Begin the grind up and step in the Shabbos stuff. Kofei begin the Amen Alpha. Begin the Tez the Masla. Tez begin towards the Gemara. By time we learn the Brisa, Pater that is Pater. So Tez actually explains what the actual Girsa is, because we learned in the Gemara that if someone intended to write one letter and they wrote two, he's going to be chayv. That the Gemara asks, I but we learn the Mishnah that you're going to be Pater. So the Gemara says not a difficulty. One is talking about that you still have to write the crowns. One is that you don't have to. Now, Tez had a Girsa. The Gemara's question was, as the Adivim Maskel says, V'hod Tanya, Berlin, the Brisa, Yipata. Which is, it's a Brisa, and not the Halacha of Mishnah, that if you intended to write one letter, you wrote two, that you're going to be Pata. Tez says, Ein Yer Lari Ligris V'hod Tanya, but it doesn't seem appropriate to the read to have the Girsa that Tez had, that it's V'hod Tanya, that it's from a Brisa. Because that might have a Parachim Masnidin, like our Girsa and our Gemara, why wouldn't you just ask from the Halacha of the Mishnah, which is essentially the same thing. That if you did write a chesed with two zayins, you're going to be pater. So on that, says to me, what you could say regarding this question, the masnitin lekashla, actually from our Mishnah, it actually wouldn't be difficult. Because in the Ketanev, in fact, we learned the Mishnah that says, if a person intended to write a chesed because of shnei zayin, instead he wrote two zayins, v'loy noked beis oisach acheris tle beis yoneh, and didn't write some other two letters that doesn't need a zayin. So, from the fact that we picked specifically this type of case, it's mashma the b'shem zayin potlei. So it sounds like, okay, why are you exempt? Because of the two zayins, which are the crowns, that you didn't write, that the letter is not complete. But if let's say some other two letters, you would be chayiv. Now the price that says you're going to be chayiv, you could say is talking about letters that don't need the crowns. So then it's not difficult, the question. So we wouldn't have asked the question. Therefore, of a brisa, the Ketani Stama, but that's why we picked specifically to ask from a brisa, which said unspecified, didn't say regarding what letter we're talking about. It's a Parak Shabbos, so that's a good question. To the fact that it doesn't say in the brisa which letter you're writing, it sounds like in old letters, even those that don't need crowns, it's still going to be pater. Ah, that's because you didn't intend to write more than one letter. So then that's a good question from the physicist that we learned that if someone intends to write one letter, writes two, that you are going to be chayav. But Tesis of a question, it's difficult. Because the e-braisa, he had the parach mina, but then if it's a braisa that we're asking from, so then if that's the case, then based on what the Gemara answers, that the one that say that you can be potter is because, and not because he intended to write one and wrote two, rather because you just didn't make the crowns of the letters, you never actually wrote, so then am I nakat? So why does it the braisa specifically pick niskam after boisach as well be on the shtayim that be in the if you intended to write one letter or two as well as niskam leis and shtayim because we don't even pretend to write those two letters but if a kasam leizin as the gemara concludes you wrote without a crown said pater then you're going to be exempt because keeping the mokum with the baizun because since the gemara is explaining that the braisa told him that you need to write crowns and he wrote without crowns so that's why you pater. But letters that don't need crowns, you would be chayiv, even if you didn't intend to write just one letter. And the Tana is coming to teach us that you only chayiv when you make the crowns. So therefore, even in the beginning, even if you intended to write, it would be potter. So, on that place it says that, because the Haba Brais of Lekatani, the reason why this is difficult, specifically, as we're saying, if you're saying it's a Braisa, because, as we said, and the Brisa didn't say that you intended to write one letter, and because of Shnei Zayin, you wrote two Zayins. The Nuchalimit that you could say, Das Lashmina, that this is what we're coming to tell you. But if you wrote two other letters, that doesn't need a crowns, like we explained the Mishnah. Because if it would say like that, then it would say that there's two Chedushim that the Tana is coming to tell us. One is that if you intended to write one letter and wrote two, you're going to be Chayiv. And those are coming to tell us that if you wrote letters that need crowns, and without crowns, you can be Potter. But since, like we said, the Brisa doesn't say this, doesn't say what type of letter that you were going to write. So it sounds like that it's not going to tell us this chiddush at all. And since we're saying that it's crowns that you need, letters that you need a crown, you didn't make the crown. So it sounds like only that's the chiddush. We're saying that if you didn't write the crown, you're going to be potter. So if so, if it's coming to say that halacha, then even if you intended to write two letters and you wrote two letters, so you'd still be potter. So if it's a tizel, if it seems the mastin parach, the Rashi asks him in the Mishnah, we're seen about Tanan, and the Girsa should be Vahatnan, like we have in Agamar, we're in the Mishnah. And there is no such Brisa that says you're going to be Potter. Right? It's the Mishnah. So therefore, this the Gemara explains that's talking about letters that don't need crowns. That's not going any Brisa. That's going to the Loch of the Mishnah that says that we intended to write a Ches, and you ended up writing two Zions. Do you need the crowns? If you didn't make them, you're going to be potter. So since the Mishnah explains this, we intend to write a chesed, wrote two zions, so therefore, yeah, it's very well that the Tanna is telling us these two chedushim. That has come to tell us that if you intend to write one letter, you wrote two letters, that you're going to be potter is because you didn't make the crowns, so we learn out from that, that some other letters you would be chayiv, even if you intend only to write one letter. And it's also going to tell us that letters that need crowns and you don't make them, you're going to be potter, and therefore there is no such braisa that we're talking about. Shneik says the Masters begins with the Gemara from Lil, so from Lil holds any deal of Chatzishir. There's no awareness for half of the measurement. Shneik can explain what's the reason for Gemliel. So Taisa says, near the Tamdir of Gemliel, or the Gears of Gemliel, that Mishum Tachsib, because it says in the Pasuk of what creates an awareness for separation of liabilities, that Oyhoidil of Chatas, overcomes aware to him his sin. Oh, Yidis Chatas or Dishma Yidis. Sounds like only the awareness of somebody that would make you liable for Chatas is considered as an awareness. Of Yidid love Chatas, but awareness is not a Chatas. Lav Shema Yidia, it's not called Yidia. And therefore, Yidia, but Chatzi Shir, but let's say one letter, would not be considered a Yidia to separate, and therefore they will combine for the two. Chacham say, no, it's a Yidia, so it separates. And he holds, no, Yidia only the Chatas would go ahead and create a halachic Yidia. Continue next to the Master, begins with the words of they hold Yesh Yidia, Lachatzi Bechu, they hold that there is Yidia for Chatzi Shir. Chase explained that it means literally that there was a Yidia, because the Chase explains, Pesh Bechu, Drash explains, Hadanakad, why is the Mishnah describes this halacha say that Oisach Hashachas V'Achas Ben Abayim, that he wrote one letter in the morning, one in the evening? So Rashi explains, Kimna B'Shoyz Ben Tam Kileidan, the sins were such a big gap of time that we could presume that he would become aware that he did something wrong. So Chashiv K'Shtelim, it's already considered like two laps of awarenesses. So it says right there, that doesn't seem to be correct. Chadda, first of all, Dabalil Farashir Shaz, then the Shudda told us, what is the measurement of a delay that would be considered that it's as if he already had it, as if it's an awareness? But more of a double L, the Gemara previously said, you write one letter in Tzipori, one in Tveri, you can be Chayiv. Now, I would give them a stomach, a show, get it later. Obviously, that takes a long time to get from Tzipori to Tveri that you would become aware and still be seeking Mechayiv. So, Meneer says, Taisa, it seems, no, the Ba'ish and Yad have been time. Someone, no, I actively have a idea. And so, why are you saying the Achash, Shachas, Vachas, Ravis if that's not significant? Because that's not what makes the idea, it's that you actually have an idea. So this is nuclear boost that's coming to us in Kiddush. The Avag of the Yeshim Yedib, because although that with the awareness, there's also Hefzik B'Shoiz Galim Etam, there's a large gap between them, still it's coming to us in Kiddush, Mechaving Lus, so we will hold it, you can be Chayv, and he doesn't hold that when with the idea of the Chatz Yeshir, there's also a large gap that you would differentiate between the two half of the measurements, not the Nazar Mechaving, but say, no, it's always going to combine, even if it was such a long gap from the morning till evening, and also that there's the idea, still he holds that you can be Chayv, because that's not considered a halachic Yediyah to separate. Hadam Chabayim shall return to the 12th Berak Masechtas Shabbos with Taisus, which we just finished the halfway point of the Parakim of 12 Parakim. Now we begin the 13th Berak Masechtas Shabbos Parak Ha'orig as the title of the first Debe Maskel Ha'orig, which first actually comes to verify the Girsa. Because we said in the Mishnah, Leza holds that Bitchila, starting off the weaving, you have to have three threads that you're weaving. If it's and the Chacham hold, that's two. And regarding if it's the, you already had a woven fabric, adding on one, what's called aron, you're going to be chayiv for one a weave. Chacham say, whether in the beginning or whether at the end, then it's always going to be two threads. Now, I'm going to read the Rishon says, the this is the Girsa in the words of the Chacham. Chacham and the sages say, whether in the beginning, whether at the end, the measurement is always going to be two threads. The Logos in the Girsa is not whether in the middle or at the end. Because the MKN, if that would be the Girsa, but Mashmah would sound like Besayf of Begin Mamash. That if you're saying middle, so obviously when we're saying the end, it means literally the end. But according to Chachamim, it's always going to be two threads. Problem is, but Vahasim over there by the literal end of all Rabbanim, like the Chaybaf al Machas, even Rabbanim agreed that you Chayb even for one, can mean Besayf, Perka Baina, which previously in the Kovdalma Bays, where the Rabbanim agreed, Rabbanim Lezer, when you're completing a Begit, it's with one thread that you're going to be Chayb. I believe like you're saying the Girsa is not in the middle. And it's rather when we say b'mitzchila b'mesayv as a Shabbat, that makes sense because the b'mesayv le'mesayv mamish come when say the end. It doesn't literally mean to say the end. It just means not the beginning, and that's what we're contrasting. And that's where the chamol has to be two thirds, but the literal end there actually agrees. Everyone agrees it's going to be one thread.